Hello, Broncos fans. I'm former Broncos center Casey Jones, welcoming you to Champions in the Community. In case you missed it, this past week, more than 20 Broncos participated in the My Cause, My Cleats game in Miami. Here's a look at some of those colorful shoes that made their way onto the field on Sunday.
To me, it just represents all the fun we have when we work with these kids and just try to bring some joy to these kids' lives for, you know, the time that they get to spend with us when we're either at their schools or here at the facility.
On Monday, Chris Harris Jr. was among 11 Broncos players who attended the 18th annual Denver Rescue Mission's holiday party. They joined Miles the Mascot, Denver Broncos cheerleaders, and over 100 families for a holiday meal, followed by a cookie decorating party with the kids. And speaking of Chris Harris Jr., it was announced on Thursday that Chris was selected as the Broncos nominee for the 2017 Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award. The annual award honors an individual player's positive community impact as well as his excellence on the field. Stay tuned for more on Chris's nomination in weeks to come. Finalists will be announced in January, and the winner will be presented with the award Super Bowl weekend. Congratulations, Chris, and thank you for all you do in our community. Last Saturday, two new Colorado high school football champions were crowned at Sports Authority Field. First in the 5A final, the Pomona Panthers edged out Eagle Crest 56-49 for their first state title since 1988. Then in the 4A final, the Pueblo South Colts beat Pine Creek 25-14 for their first ever state title in the school's 59-year history. And there's more good news for Pueblo South, as their head coach Ryan Goddard was recently named the Denver Broncos High School Coach of the Year. Congratulations, coach. This Sunday, the Denver Rescue Mission will be this week's community partner of the game. Most known for serving meals and providing shelter to the homeless, the Denver Rescue Mission also works to prepare those in need to return to their communities as productive, self-sufficient citizens. Earlier this year, the Broncos granted the mission $100,000 to support the opening of Holly Center, the city's first permanent overnight shelter constructed since 1989. The shelter provides transitional housing for over 220 guests. And finally, here comes Santa Claus. Be sure to watch us next week as the Broncos prepare for their annual Boys and Girls Club Holiday Toy Drive. That'll do it for this week's Champions in the Community. I'm Casey Jones. See you next week.